You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tell me why.
Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's get you up to date with our tournament update brought to you by Bet365. The women's tournament wrapped up the Sweet 16 yesterday with LSU and Iowa advancing to set up a rematch of last year's title game. And that's going to take place on Monday night at 7 o'clock. I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. Maybe I am, but I think it's going to be the most watched women's college basketball game ever. I really do believe that. USC and UConn will also square off in the Elite Eight with their victories. Again, tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Let's go to our phone lines. Chris is holding on. He's calling in from Cape May. Oh, love Cape May. Chris, welcome in.
Good morning, Anita. How you doing? Happy Easter.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thanks. The reason for my call is I was driving into my office a little while ago, and a guy called about Trey Lance and the 49ers. And Trey Lance, to me, it's such an enigma, this guy. You know, what they did to draft him and then to give up so quickly after five starts in the NFL, I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm kind of happy that he's sitting there because the Cowboys got some big decisions to make, and I'd like to see this guy get some sort of a chance to show something before people just, you know, put him on the trash heap.
Yeah, here's the thing, Chris, and don't hang up. Let's have this conversation. They did give him a chance. They gave him every opportunity possible to win the starting job, and he couldn't do it over Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, I mean, let's give Purdy some credit there as well. I mean, if he's a notch below Purdy, they're going to go with Purdy, right? And they probably didn't want him sitting there and have Purdy worrying about him being there. So I think that's why they kind of jettisoned him out. And they had Sam Darnold there as well. You know, but I just don't think that you can base a guy's, you know, career on five starts, especially when in that second year, you know, they gave him the starter job. Two games in, he broke his leg. You know, he didn't play the rest of the year. So, I mean, I just don't like to throw kids on that heap without, you know, a fair opportunity. Now, you go to, you know, Zach Wilson. I mean, how many more opportunities could he have had? Gotten, you know, and obviously the writing was on the wall there. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the Cowboys. You know, and I'm a Dak Prescott lover. I've been an apologist for him. The guy's a fantastic quarterback, but they have to think long and hard about investing $300 million in him, because if they do, they've got nothing left for anybody else. And I don't think Dak can go to a Super Bowl with a team. I don't think he can carry a team. I mean, he's not a Mahomes who's going to make a two receiver into a one. So that's a real dilemma for them. You know, it's one of the reasons why they were very inactive in free agency now. And I think they're pretty much saying, hey, this is the year. You go out and you get us to the NFC Championship game, you got your $300 million. Otherwise, we might have to move on.
Chris, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. I'm with you. Not a huge Dak Prescott fan. I don't think that he's going to take Cowboy fans to the promised land. I don't believe Trey Lance is either. Really was not a fan of his coming out of college. Subpar competition, not a lot of experience, not a lot of accuracy, unbelievable athleticism, could throw the ball 100 yards with the flick of a wrist. But at the end of the day, you know, what are the attributes? What are the characteristics that really dictate a great quarterback in the NFL? You know, a number of people feel that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. And what made him so great, you know, he didn't run very fast. He wasn't a mobile quarterback in the pocket. He just was uber brilliant, uber committed to staying fit, staying healthy, watching a ton of film, and was just unbelievably accurate, and was able to keep his arm strength. In fact, his arm strength actually improved as he got older because of the way that he took care of his body and his commitment to excellence. So, you know, it's why I find it interesting. You know, the characteristics and attributes that many people rant and rave about in quarterbacks that like the Caleb Williams, like the Jaden Daniels, right? you know, these are the things that get everybody like all crazy and excited. But when you look at, you know, the quarterbacks that have had success in the NFL, it's not necessarily about, you know, how well you scramble, you know, or if you could throw a ball sidearm. So it's kind of interesting. Anyway, we've got March Madness happening right now. We know that UConn and Alabama now advanced to the Final Four. We've got two more coming your way. At 2:20 this afternoon, Tennessee going up against Purdue. At 5 o'clock this evening, you've got NC State going up against Duke. Let's do a deeper dive into March Madness. Jimmy Patsos, former college coach, Siena, Loyola, he's going to join us next. Also, I want to ask him, curious to get his thoughts. I have not spoken to him in quite a bit. Curious to get to his thoughts on the transfer portal, NILs, and all those things. That next here on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Anita Marks with you on this Easter Sunday, and I'm excited. Good friend of mine, Jimmy Patsos, joins us on the show. Can't go throughout a March Madness season without Jimmy joining us. Jimmy, what's up, man? How are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Hey, Anita, I'm in your old spot, Baltimore. We've never forgot you here. The Orioles are hot. We're sad about the bridge. We lost some people, and that was really a bummer. So I'm just updating your prayers for our people on Easter. And we've never forgotten you here in Baltimore, but you know what? All the action is up in the NCAA tournament and in the women's tournament in Albany, New York. Near you, there's a lot of action. So how are you?
I'm great. So fill us up to speed. So what are you doing right now? Last we spoke, you were doing some stuff for Washington. You were working with Under Armour.
I have, yes. My main job's for Under Armour, Kevin Plank, Stephanie, our CEO, although she's stepping down. We're having a change in leadership, but Under Armour's fine. You know, we had 14 teams make the men's, 9 teams make the women. And basically, I'm, you know, I run around and watch teams play. South Carolina and Notre Dame were our top women's team. Our men, Auburn, got knocked out, or I would have been in Boston. Oof. I went to Brooklyn. I went to Brooklyn to see Duke play, and they impressed me. I got to see UConn in person, who's super impressive. So, you know, you go around the country. I was at the SEC tournament, which was really good because I got to see Tennessee and Kentucky get knocked out of the first round. And that was surprising me. Kentucky did not bounce back. Tennessee clearly has, and they have a chance to go to the Final Four today. So I'm all over. You know, I've seen Purdue play twice. Just so everybody knows, I saw NC State play when they won their 5 in a row. I was in D.C. for the ACC tournament. I'm very blessed to go all over. So I've seen NC State play. I've seen Duke play. I've seen Purdue play. I've seen Tennessee play. I saw UConn play. I saw Alabama play because I was at the SEC tournament. The only team I didn't see in the Elite Eight who played in person was Clemson.
Again, Jimmy Patsos joining us. Jimmy and I go way back. I met him in my time in Baltimore, and he was helping coach the Maryland Terrapins. And then, of course, had a few stints, Loyola, Siena, and now, of course, working for Under Armour, touring the country.
And I do still work for the Wizards. You're correct. I had 3 games this week, by the way. So the NBA is coming, but it's college time now.
It is college time. So we know who's in the Final Four out of the East and out of the West, and that's UConn and Alabama. Surprised that Alabama is representing the West?
I am, but not really. Tommy Lloyd's a friend, so I don't want to be critical of Arizona, but Arizona has not been to the Final Four since 2001. We were there with him. I was with Maryland. They were there. They had Gilbert Arenas. Lute Olson was the coach. They have had trouble getting out of the Sweet 16. Sean Miller never got out of the Sweet 16. Good coach. Tommy Lloyd's a good coach. But that magic of the McHale Center doesn't travel as well as they used to, so it was wide open. I thought Clemson, when they were up 26-16, and I know they're up 13, Joe Girard, who's an upstate Glens Falls guy, follow him. It's funny, Joe Girard, Boo Booey, and August Mahoney from Yale, three kids played in the tournament, used to go to my camp at Siena. So you have these ties. So I'm really rooting for Clemson because of Girard. Well, Hall's good. They're rolling along. All of a sudden, they give up three corner threes, which was poor defensively. They should not have left the corner. And Estrada, who's really good, I know him because I do the Towson games. I do Towson GW college games, and when I say do them, I'm the color analyst. What happens is you can't let Alabama, like, have an inch because they get too hot. And they did get hot. And you know what? At the end of the day, Anita, they made 16 threes. If they make 16 threes, that's trouble because that is a lot of points right there. Last time I checked, that's 48 points from three. Now they got you on your heels. You're running out on the three-point lines. And Estrada, the transfer from Hofstra, and I know you and I want to talk about this. There's one more year, everybody, of graduate kids. The COVID year was taken away. Everybody got a year back. So you have fifth-year kids, fifth-year young men and women getting their graduate degree, but they're older. And Estrada's older. Now, Girard's older, too. But a lot of these teams, Kentucky ran into, they didn't have enough older guys, more experienced 23, 24-year-olds. And they're here for another year, along with NIL. And I thought Alabama just kind of turned the tide in the threes, and Clemson just couldn't figure it out. And when you see 92 points and 16 threes made, you're not going to beat Alabama.
No, you're not. Again, Jimmy Patsos joining us. Tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. UConn has just been steamrolling people, right? And they come out, Illinois, man, 77-52. It's like UConn just like turned it up a notch when this tournament began, right?
They've been great. He's done a great job, Hurley. You know, Luke Murray's assistant. Kamani, who's a New York young man that's their assistant coach, does a great job. Remember, I know the assistant because they're running around recruiting. They have Cam Spencer from Baltimore and Boys Latin. He started at Loyola, Maryland, went to Rutgers, learned how to play defense, wanted a little more free-flowing. Hurley's done the masterful job of weaving offense and defense. They play fast, but they take good shots. They throw it inside. They don't just fire threes. But you're going to guard down the other way. I know Castle, but Klingon's the guy. I mean, Klingon can start in the NBA right now. Everybody would like to see Klingon and Zach Edey go at it. That would be a miracle final, too. And guys, I work for Gary Williams. I do a podcast with him. We still talk. It would be amazing to see the two bigs. Like, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are more like Magic and Bird, in my opinion. They're, like, versatile. Of course, they're flashy. They shoot the ball. You know, Reese is from Baltimore as well. And I say that they're more flashy and have the ball in their hands like Magic and Bird. This would be an unbelievable, like, Burleson versus Bill Walton back in the day. I mean, we haven't had power centers go at it. I really want to see Edey versus Klingon just to see how the game's played, to let young people see that big men can dominate or big women. Whereas the women's game's a little more free-flowing. And Caitlin, and I would drive to Albany, and it's probably hard to get tickets because Caitlin Clark in person's amazing. And I think Reese and LSU are going to beat her. I know they're the one seed and LSU's the three, but they're the reigning champs. And until you beat them, and I know Angel Reese really well. I know her mother and her brother, Juju Reese from Maryland, really well. Angel Reese is a really good player. So it's kind of contrasting styles, but I want to see the bigs go at it because you have to – the size of UConn is not quite as imposing as many other teams, 1-4. But Klingon is active, blocks shots, throws the ball inside, scores, he can run. You know, the guy was nobody on the list of late second round, should stay in school, to moved up to late first. He's a lottery pick now. And UConn is dominating, and they are covering. I believe they've covered 10 games in a row, for those of you that like to bet.
Huh. Who are you talking to? We've got two games. Jimmy Patsos joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. We've got two games this afternoon, 2:20, Tennessee going up against Purdue. I actually have Tennessee here. I think Tennessee, they can make threes. They're great in transition. And the way that you beat Purdue is you got to hang around with the boards. And Tennessee has the bigs to do that. Also, second in the nation in field goal defense. So they've got the size. I like Tennessee here, but it sounds to me like you've got Purdue advancing.
Well, I want to see Purdue and Matt Painter for a way, but I like Matt. I like Coach Barnes. He's been very nice to me my whole career. That's irrelevant. The only thing about Tennessee that scares me is I sat there in Nashville at noon. It was a noon game. It was packed, and they just didn't play well against Mississippi State and got beat. Mississippi State was doing really good at scoring the ball. It was one of those days that Tennessee had trouble scoring. I mean, look, this is, you asked me about some other stuff in terms of, you know, what's going on in college basketball, and Tennessee fits right into that, you know? When you get Connect, who comes from Northern Colorado, that can have 26 points. Estrada from Hofstra, and don't get me wrong, Speedy Claxton of Hofstra in the Coastal Athletic Association, the CAA, the old Colonial. These things are being put in perspective of how good young men can get from 18 to 22 by going someplace they can play. They go and they play and they hone their skills. But Connect, Ziegler, and James, I mean, if those three are going to do that, but they beat Creighton. Creighton's not quite as tough as Purdue. Purdue has this toughness about them. Like NC State. Everyone thought the NC State run was going to be over. You know? I'm not sure. They got a toughness. Morsell, he went to Virginia. He knows how to play defense. He transferred at the same level. You know, Burns, the big guy's doing this. Taylor and Middlebrooks off the bench. They got seven or eight guys. But there's some, you got to be able to defend and be tough and score. Obviously, UConn's the best at that. Tennessee is very good. I just get worried because they laid an egg in an afternoon game against Mississippi State, and it just it kind of was the tale of two cities. They've woken up from it. Kentucky didn't. I just think Purdue and Zach Edey, their guards, Smith and those guys, they're very good. I've seen them win at Wisconsin. I saw them win at Maryland in person. I think Zach Edey's a great – he came from IMG, one of our schools. Can he keep up with them? Can he help on the ball screens and all that stuff? We're going to find out. But I think they win. And then Duke, I mean, it just – Proctor's better than I thought. McCain's a good freshman. Filipowski, they're playing with a renewed energy. And so I'd say I got Duke and Purdue.
Duke and Purdue advancing. Real quick before I let you go, just out of curiosity, I know you mentioned Caitlin Clark. On Monday night, 7 o'clock, they're going up against LSU and Angel Reese. It's going to be good. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the most watched women's college basketball game ever. Curious, but we had Nancy Lieberman on the show yesterday. Curious to get your thoughts. You know, you had Ice Cube.
Great player, Nancy Lieberman.
Yes, she is. Or was, still is, I'm sure. You've got Ice Cube, who offered her, Caitlin Clark, $5 million to come play for the Big Three League. You know, your thoughts on Caitlin Clark and what you think, where she ranks as the best female basketball player in what you've seen in your lifetime, Jimmy.
You know, I don't even rank her as a female basketball player in that sense anymore. What she's done for the game is transcendent. You know, Pistol Pete Maravich comparisons and all that. And I say that because she passed Maravich's scoring record, you know, her and Curry and all these other people being compared, the way she shoots the ball, the way she passes, her team's winning. And LSU, and I don't really haven't read the article about what's going on with Kim Mulkey, and I'm sure it's two sides to both stories. And Angel Reese, the way they carry themselves at LSU, feisty against South Carolina in that championship game down there in the SEC tournament. So there's as much drama as you can have around a game, let alone knocking each other out last year and all that stuff, defending champs. It wouldn't surprise me if this is as good a basketball game, men or women, as high rated a basketball game, men or women. But Caitlin Clark takes it to a level that we haven't seen before in women's basketball. And I said Nancy Lieberman because I grew up when Old Dominion was a powerhouse, and Nancy Lieberman was a great player. And I know Ann Myers. Ann Myers tried out for the men's team, the Pacers. That's David Myers' sister. She was married to Don Drysdale. And even though I can do this all day with the name games. But I know these people. And I cover the Mystics. You know, I have Della Donna. I had her on four broadcasts last year. Okay, there's all kinds of different levels of players, but Caitlin Clark is in a category with men included, of transcending people wanting to watch a basketball game in person or on television. And you and I know this, Anita, because you're an NFL genius, and I love you, and you've done golf before. You know, for those you don't know how great Anita is, she can do football, play it, announce it. She knows golf really well. We've seen the Tiger Woodses. And I say that, we've seen Patrick Mahomes. We've seen people that just draw energy, both good and bad. Like Lex Luthor gets a lot of draw, so does Superman. In other words, the good and the evil is a good thing. Caitlin Clark, and whether it's LSU, but Caitlin Clark just draws a crowd, and she plays the game with such fire and intensity. And she's not just some three-point shooter. She does a little of everything. And she's got a little swagger. And running into LSU, so I would drive to Albany and watch it. I think LSU beats them. You know, Clark just dismantled Colorado the other day. I know Colorado because we have Utah on our women's side. And LSU beating UCLA, like, it's heading for a juggernaut matchup. And here it is for everybody. And I think it's great for the women's game. I think it's great for TV. But most importantly, it's great for the women that are playing college basketball because they're getting more attention and they're going to get more NIL money.
You rock, Jimmy. Always great having you on. Great to hear your voice. Appreciate you, my friend.
We want UConn and Purdue, and I'm coming on. I will be in Arizona. And Anita, it's always great to hear your voice. We miss you in Baltimore. Take it easy.
Yeah, next time you're in Brooklyn, you better hit me up, dude. Again, this is your tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Also want to remind you, today's Elite Eight kicks off with the women's tournament. At 1 o'clock, South Carolina takes on Oregon State. 3 o'clock, Texas faces NC State. In the men's tournament, the Elite Eight wraps up, of course, we were just talking about it, Purdue and Tennessee at 2:20, Duke and their ACC rival NC State at 5 o'clock. Tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is a proud sponsor of the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with Schweppes Seltzer or Schweppes Ginger Ale. We get back. Craig, I'll take your call. Also, we've got a Who Am I coming up. Get ready. 800-919-3776. Get on the line right now. Let's have some fun. 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Beyonce's new album is out. I'm hearing great things about it. Definitely going to check it out this week. All right. We're going to get to Who Am I in just a second. You want to participate in that game, because it's really what it is. Get on the line right now, 800-919-3776. In the meantime, before we do kick that off, let's go to Craig in Lansing. Craig, you're up.
Hey, good morning. Happy Easter. I love that scout. That scout, first, I love that last interview, too. That was great. That guy was awesome. But that scout, I just liked hearing somebody that people consider to be a knowledgeable person say the things that I was already thinking. Because when people say, well, this guy's the next Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, I was born in 71. I've been watching football intelligently for about 40 years. And I've seen Montana and Young and Marino and Fouts, Elway, everybody up until now, Brady and Rodgers. And I've not ever seen anybody play like Patrick Mahomes in 40 years. And now somebody's trying to tell me another guy that plays like him is coming along 5 years later. That logically just doesn't make any sense, mathematically either.
And you know, I guess part of it is because the other part of it is I'm a huge Jaden Daniels fan. I mean, if I had a choice, being a layman, not an expert, I don't see how you can't take Jaden Daniels. I mean, the man threw for almost 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns. He's barely any interceptions. I just love that player. I agreed with that scout 100%. I thought he was right on the money.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Craig. Appreciate you. Yeah, for me, it's Jaden. It's Drake May 1, Jaden Daniels 2. I've got a lot of red flags when it comes to Caleb Williams. I really do. And it's really unbelievable. Again, won't be shocked that he'll go number one overall. I mean, heck, odds makers have him going number one overall at -4,000. So more than likely he will go number one overall to the Bears. If I was the Bears, I would have kept Justin Fields and I would have traded that pick. Just my two cents. But I don't make that kind of money. So, but I'll tell you what, it is time for Who Am I?
Who am I?
All right, so this is kind of neat. If you're just tuning in, maybe you haven't listened to the show before. Fun game we play, and I'm going to give you three nuggets about this individual. Now, this could be a player, a coach, a celebrity, but this person somehow, some way, has been in the news pertaining to sports. So, you know, this is somebody who's like relevant in a sense in the last week or two. Okay, so I'm not just grabbing this person out of thin air. Okay, so that's your first nugget, common denominator right off the bat. Okay, and so I'm going to give you three hints about who this individual is. We'll go to the first caller. They'll get a chance to guess. If they do not get it, we go to the second caller. That second caller gets another nugget and so on and so forth until somebody gets it. We've got Tom and Harvey who are producing the show. Gentlemen, if you think you know who it is, please text me because I'm curious. I like to know when you think you know who it is. So here we are. Okay, so first things first, this individual was born in 2018 and is a Taurus. Okay? So actually, those are two nuggets in one. Born in 2018, and this individual is a Taurus. I'm a Taurus, so I kind of like that. This individual has played on five teams. This individual has played on five teams. And last but not least, this individual's father was a coach and player to the sport that he plays in. This individual's father was a coach and player to the team that this individual plays in. Those are your first three nuggets. 800-919-3776. Who am I? Let's go to Sal in Dutchess. Sal, you're up.
Oh, I'm going to take a guess. This one don't keep a lot of time. Is it Bob Hurley?
No, it is not, Sal. Sorry, you're always so good at this game. So that is not him. Let's go to Tommy in Connecticut. So, Tommy, just out of curiosity, do you feel confident that you know who it is, or do you want another nugget?
I am the farthest thing from confident.
Okay. So this individual is part German. That's your next nugget. So born in 2018 and is a Taurus, has played on five teams. His father was a coach and player, and he is part German. Who am I, Tommy?
So we're talking about a six-year-old?
A six-year-old?
Oh, no, a 16-year-old. Oh, my math is... Oh, that was terrible.
No, this individual is 25 years old.
You said born in 2018, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's kind of throwing me off there, Anita.
Okay, so this individual is 25 years old. Sorry, 25 years old.
25, so born in 1999.
There you go, 1999. Thank you.
Has played in five teams. Father was a player coach.
Yes. And his part German.
I got nothing for you, dear.
You got give me throw day. Out a just throw out a name, throw out something. Oh my gosh! All right, let's go to Eric in Brooklyn. Eric, do you feel confident? You know who it is, or do you want another nugget?
I feel no confidence. I thought I was going off the 2018. I thought it was Rick DiPietro's son.
Okay, so that's my bad. So this individual was born in 1999, which makes him 25 years old, and he's a Taurus. He's played on 5 teams. Father was a coach and player of the sport that he does play. He is part German, and his parents met at the University of Oregon.
Ooh. I was going to go with the Man City striker, Aland.
No.
Oh, okay. Wrong.
No. Tom, do you feel like you know who this is?
Well, you started off with the born in 2018 thing, so this segment's already going down.
So obviously
the rails.
I screwed up there. The individual is 25 years old. He's a Taurus.
Yeah.
5 teams.
Mm-hmm. This person is part German, and apparently this person's parents met at Oregon.
Right. University of Oregon.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Let's go to Craig, because I have a feeling he knows who it is based on what Harvey just put up on our caller screen. Craig, welcome in.
Isaiah Hartenstein.
That is correct. What gave it away, Craig, besides the fact that he was born in 2018? No, I'm kidding. What gave it away?
The part German.
The part German? Do you listen to the roommate podcast?
No, but I listened to a highlight about it. How his father's African-American, nobody knew.
Yeah, pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, I knew he was German, but I didn't know that fun fact about him.
So great job, Craig. Appreciate you participating. Ding, 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 ding. Whatever sound effects that Harvey or Tom want to play. Great job. So it is Isaiah Hartenstein. So very interesting. Again, he's a Taurus. He's 25 years old, born in 1999, not 2018. Sorry, not sorry. His father is German. His mother is American. His father was a coach player for the Afro-German team and just revealed on the roommate podcast with Josh Hart and Brunson that he's half African-American. He's biracial. He was born in Oregon. His parents met at the University of Oregon. His mother served in the army in Germany, and that's where their parents met. And then his father came to Oregon to play basketball and then went back to Germany as well and coached the Afro-German team. So pretty interesting. Has played on 5 teams. Also back in 2019, he played for the G League for Houston, the Rockets. And oh, by the way, not only won a championship for them, but was the MVP. So there's that. And then in this podcast... I highly recommend you listen to it. I think it's very good, by the way. He did reveal that his draft stock plummeted because the Brooklyn Nets put out a red flag on him that he had some type of injury history, which he claims was false. And he feels he went 43rd in the draft to Houston, but feels like he should have gone higher and that the Nets really screwed him over by throwing that narrative out there that he had an injury history. Interesting. Again, I highly recommend you listen to the podcast, Roommates, but Hartenstein is today's Who Am I? Quick break. We come back. Let's end the show strong. We'll find out what's trending at 11:45 a.m. on this Easter Sunday. Next, here on 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN. This is Click.
Click, click, click.
Or don't. Click, click, boom. Very simply, here's the headline. Are you interested in clicking or not?
All right, let's end the show strong. We've got about 6 minutes left. Let's find out what's trending at 11:50 a.m. We hand it over to our producers. What are the headlines right now? What are the things that are trending this morning?
So, Anita, what's trending in New York is the play of the Mets and the Yankees as of recent. Obviously, opening day weekend this week across Major League Baseball, minus the Soul Series that took place last week. The Mets not off to a great start this season, starting off 0-2 against the Milwaukee Brewers with some fireworks in their matchup as well, or I should say some fire, being that it's a little heated right now between the two teams. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees started their season off 3-0 against the much-hated Houston Astros, and Ty Butler, he's going to be on next from 12-3, by the way. He'll get more into those two teams and their matchups and talking about what's happened over the past weekend so far. But Anita, I've got your starting lineups for today for the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. Starting off with the Mets, because they first pitch is at 1:40. We're going to have Brandon Nimmo in left field, Francisco Lindor at short, Pete Alonso at first, Jeff McNeil in the cleanup spot, surprisingly, at second. Starting Marte in right, Francisco Alvarez will DH today, Brett Beatty at third at seven in the seventh spot. Tyrone Taylor will be playing center field and batting eighth. Omar Narvaez batting ninth and catching, with Tyler McGill on the mound for the Mets. For the Yankees, they start at 2:10 today with Gleyber Torres leading off at second base, Juan Soto in right field batting second, Aaron Judge playing center field batting third, Anthony Rizzo at first, Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup after missing yesterday's game, being pulled from the lineup by Aaron Boone for no particular reason, just an off day, batting fifth and DHing. Verdugo is going to be in left field batting sixth, Anthony Volpe at short, Jose Trevino catching, and Oswaldo Cabrera at third round out the lineup, with Clark Schmidt on the mound for the New York Yankees. So that's today's starting lineups. Anita, any thoughts on what's transpired in the Mets or the Yankees season so far?
Just obviously disappointment in regard to the Mets. Listen, I know what time it was with Severino with the Yankees. I thought a new change of environment would help him out, but obviously that was not the case yesterday. So now this is a Mets team starting 0-2, but man, kudos to the Yankees. No Gerrit Cole, but still able to start the season 3-0, and Juan Soto has just been an absolute beast.
All right. One other thing that just happened yesterday was that apparently a team went on a 30-0 run, and nobody's really talking about it that much. UConn destroying the opposition yesterday. By the way, they won all their games by almost an average of 28 points, and they have 3 25-point wins already in this tournament. So, I know you watch all the games in here, but at what point do you just like want to skip to the final where they become champions again?
Listen, I think they're going to have a tough go at it against Alabama because the pace of play that Alabama plays at. You know, I think it's really, really hard to play at that pace with Alabama for both quarters. You know, obviously the size inside for UConn, that's their advantage. I think for Alabama, it's their pace. And we just had Jimmy Patsos on, 16 three-pointers against Clemson. UConn, I will not allow that, but obviously was the difference maker. And I know Jimmy would like to see Purdue and UConn match up. I think Tennessee matches up really well against Purdue. I think it's going to be Tennessee against Duke. And Duke has really turned it up a notch in this tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a UConn-Duke final. That would not surprise me. One more thing that's trending.
So right now, Anita, it seems like there's some intrigue. Well, not intrigue, but a story going around regarding Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. So supposedly police are searching for him right now in an investigation of a major accident that took place on Saturday in Dallas, according to the Dallas Morning News. Adam Schefter just moments ago tweeting out, a police spokeswoman told the Dallas Morning News that a driver in a Chevrolet Corvette and a driver in a Lamborghini were speeding and both lost control of their vehicles, with the Lamborghini hitting the median wall and causing, quote, a chain reaction collision involving four other vehicles. Again, nothing is known currently at the time about the whereabouts of Rashee Rice, but supposedly he is the suspected Corvette driver in this accident. I'm seeing a report from Ari Mayrov that supposedly the two cars, the Corvette and the Lamborghini, were racing when they lost control. Ugh. But that is the whereabouts right now. That's the most trending football story on social media at the moment.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. So we'll see how that all develops. And Rice had a really, really great year with Kansas City, obviously, in winning a Super Bowl. Hey, I want to thank everyone who joined us on the program today. Moak Hamilton talking all things Knicks, getting ready for a really important game later on today against the Thunder. The Knicks, as we know, trying to get up to that number two seed so they can avoid the Boston Celtics until the Eastern Conference Championships. We'll see if they can do that. Today will be the first step. Hopefully they can beat the Thunder, who also are competing and trying to get the number one seed in the West. This is going to be a really, really great matchup. So happy to get Moak on. We heard from Steve Verderosa, who was in attendance for the Drake May Pro Day. And not only my conversation with Steve, but other scouts who actually attended all three felt that Drake May had the best pro day out of all three quarterbacks. How will that translate? Only time will tell. I know we are a month away. And of course, Jimmy Patsos, former college basketball coach, joining us to talk some March Madness. A lot going on today. You've got, of course, two college games, Purdue, obviously, going up against Tennessee, Duke and NC State. That'll be fun. Some Major League Baseball as well. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. I want to thank Tom and Harvey, who always do a great job producing the show.